Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Aloha, good morning from Waikiki Beach. Think about how blessed we are to have these two great books. This is my Bible. It's the Great Adventure Bible that my friend Jeff Cavins developed along with Ascension Press. It's the number one Bible in the world right now. It's been the number one English translation for over a year on Amazon.com. I love this Bible. It suits me so well. It is really great with the Bible timelines in it and all the descriptions. Of course, it's a Catholic Bible, so it has all the books, including Maccabees and the Book of Wisdom. But how fortunate are we to have the Bible, and to have, which the Catholic Church canonized, and the Catholic Catechism. What would you give if someone said, tell me what you want and I'll give it to you, just give me your Bibles and your catechism and you won't be able to read them anymore? There isn't a thing that anyone could ever offer me that would make me give up my Bible or give up the Catholic catechism. I can't think of a thing that could motivate me. A beautiful tropical island all to my own, or a Learjet, there isn't enough wealth in the world that would cause me not to cling to the catechism and the Catholic Bible, which of course is the Word of God, and is kind of the passageway, the opening towards understanding and knowing and the intimacy of God. So thankful for the Bible, especially Jeff Cavins' new Bible. I've been looking for a new one. My other one kind of was worn out, and I love this one. It has the compass here on the bottom. It's the Great Adventure Bible, available you can get it on Amazon. Right now, the men of the Man Cave are reading through the narrative sections of the Bible. That means we're not reading the prophets or the Psalms or Proverbs. We're reading the historical sections so that in a 90-day period, we can go through the whole Bible, just reading about four chapters at a time and really get a sense of the sweep of the history of scriptures. So welcome. If you're here, say aloha. Hi, Tony. Good to see you, brah. We love it when people say hi to us. And please press the share button right away, because it's your ministry too. The mystery of Jesus' infancy and hidden life. Don't you love it when the Bible talks about the mysteries, or when the Catholic Church talks about the mysteries? There are some things that we just can't fathom. In heaven, though, maybe we'll understand more. The preparations. The coming of God's Son to earth is an event. of such immensity that God willed to prepare it over centuries. Remember, it says, in the fullness of time, Jesus came. He makes everything converge on Christ. All the rituals, all the sacrifices, all the figures, and all the symbols of the first covenant. He announces him through the mouths of the prophets who succeeded one another in Israel. Moreover, he awakens in the hearts of the pagans a dim expectation of his coming. Isn't that interesting? He awakens in the hearts of the pagans a dim expectation of this coming. For example, the Magi searching for Jesus. I think of Socrates, Aristotle, and Plato too, as they sought truth and had that dim understanding of that narrow slice of who God is. But in Scripture and in Jesus, we have the full revelation. Saint John the Baptist is the Lord's immediate precursor or forerunner sent to prepare his way. Isn't that kind of mind-blowing that God would choose a guy like John the Baptist wearing a camel hair shirt and eating locusts and yelling really loud, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand"? I think we need that spirit of Elijah to fall on us men again so that we can pick up the work of John the Baptist and say, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. He is the prophet of the Most High. John surpasses all the prophets, of whom he is the last. He inaugurates the gospel. Already from his mother's womb welcomes the coming of Christ and rejoices in being the friend of the bridegroom, whom he points out as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Remember when Mary came to visit Elizabeth, who was also with child, John the Baptist leaped in her womb. That's pretty strong evidence if you're one of those cafeteria Catholics that believes in abortion, that life begins at conception. That John the Baptist, even in the womb, knew Jesus and recognized Jesus. Going before Jesus in the spirit and power of Elijah, John bears witness to Christ in his preaching by his baptism of conversion and through his martyrdom. When the church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present this ancient expectancy of the Messiah. For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, the faithful, catch that? For by sharing in the long preparation for the Savior's first coming, remember, he said he will come again, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming. By celebrating the precursor's birth and martyrdom, the church unites herself to his desire. He must increase, but I must decrease. That's what John the Baptist said. He must increase, and I must decrease. The Christmas mystery. Jesus was born in a humble state. He was King of Kings, but he was born in a stable, in a cave outside of Jerusalem, just over the hill there in Bethlehem. Simple shepherds were the first witness to this event. In this poverty, heaven's glory was made manifest. The church never tires of singing the glory of this night. O Virgin, the Virgin today brings into the world the eternal, and the earth offers a cave to the inaccessible. The angels and shepherds praise him, and the Magi advance with the star. For you are born for us, little child, God eternal. To become a child in relation to God is the condition for entering the kingdom. Jesus came as a child, and so must we. Carol, thank you for that strong affirmation. Praise God. Nothing. I love this scripture, it just comes to mind. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor height, nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come are able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that could cause me to, that anyone could give me. There's no wealth or power or fame that would ever make me want to give up my catechism and my Bible. Praise God. Catechism helps us understand Scripture. You can see right now, as we read, it's digging into Scripture and mining its depth and pointing to us the motherlode of God's Word. So to become a child in relationship to God is the condition for entering the kingdom. Of course, all of these are quoting, like this is Matthew 18. This is quoting Scripture or referring to Scripture. For this, we must humble ourselves and become little. Even more, to become children of God, we must be born from above or born from God. And where is that? That's in John 3:7, 1:13, John 1:12, and Matthew 23:12. So the catechism is rich. You'll see on the bottom all the references to Scripture. Sometimes there's more reference to Scripture than there is writings above. Only when Christ is formed in us will the mystery of Christmas be fulfilled in us. Now think of this. When you're born again, you know, and your spirit must be born again because Adam and Eve, the original sin, the death that took place to the human soul, the human spirit, when they chose to not trust God and become their own gods, the pneuma, the spirit within us, died. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. And then Nicodemus said, what? I'm supposed to go back in my mother's womb? And he said, no, that which is flesh, but that which is pneuma is pneuma. Pneuma is the spirit. He didn't say that which is so psuche is psuche. He didn't say you must be born again in the psuche, which is the word for soul, where we get the word psychology, you know, the word mind, will, and emotion. But he said, for God is spirit, and he must be worshipped in spirit and truth. So that pneuma within us, that part of us that can commune with God, died along with our first parents, Adam and Eve. And so there needs to be, the pneuma within us needs to be born again. Of course, the Catholic Church teaches that we, our body and soul, but the unique thing about a human soul is that it is a spiritual, rational soul. So the soul is infused with the pneuma, which animals don't have. Pneumas just have psuche, they don't have pneuma. Of course, psuche means blast of wind, and pneuma means breath of God, or means breath. And that is why I end each broadcast when I say aloha, because aloha in the Hawaiian language means to give breath, the tradition of touching foreheads and nose breathing. That happened to me in a real dynamic way once when Professor Pohaku Stone, after I won my first world title, came up and pressed his forehead against me and nose breathed. And that's what God does for us. You must be born again. You must have the breath of God in you. You must have that new life of Jesus in you. But then that new life of Jesus needs to be formed in you. And that's why the formation can come so richly by reading the Bible and having the catechism teach us its deeper meanings. One of the deeper meanings of Scripture in regards to this and being formed is when we are being formed in Christ, think about Jesus was being formed in Mary's womb. And so in a real way, if we're part of the body of Christ, we're in a sense there in Mary's womb as she, her prayers and her nurturing love for us, like a mother for her children, like a mother for her son Jesus, we're actually kind of being formed in the school of Mary too. In a sense, in her spiritual womb, and also as she taught Jesus as he was growing up in these hidden years that we talk about, so we can learn from her too. So we thank you, Jesus, for your mom, and we love you, and we thank you for her always showing us you and sending us to you. Only when Christ is formed in us will the mystery of Christmas be fulfilled in us. This is from Galatians 4:19. Christmas is the mystery of this marvelous exchange. This is an antiphon for the evening prayer on January 1st. Oh, marvelous exchange, man's creator has become man, born of the Virgin. We have been made sharers in the divinity of Christ, who humbles himself to share. He praise you, Jesus. We love you. Hey, you guys, I'm going to invite you. If you're not a member of the Mug Club or you're not a member of our Patreon, go to deepadventure.com and click on the Patreon links, or just go to Bear Wozniak on Patreon and join with us. We just got a new member yesterday of our Mug Club, Alan Wentworth. So welcome to the Mug Club, Alan. And I see some of the members of our Man Cave here, Pony and Pat Gervais. Aloha, Pat. Hope to see you soon. We're going to be coming home to Florida, after I speak in San Angelo, Texas, the end of August. We'll be in Florida for about a month or two. We're not sure. So hopefully we'll see you there, Pat. God bless you guys. Hey, what did you name your new bike? What did you name your new motorcycle? Let us know. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, Holy Spirit means breath. And I'll say it too in Hawaiian. Maka inoa oka makua ke keiki me ka uhani hemolele. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you guys tomorrow.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.